we deserve the right to vote in a definitive referendum. This is something that maybe could be understood in Madrid, maybe. But if it is not understood in Madrid, our will is to go on with this process and to go ahead.
Seems like these sort of referendums, or referenda, I suppose I should say, are all the rage at the moment, this independent spirit. That was the voice of Catalan leader Artur Mas, who was speaking after more than 2 million people in the northeast of Spain went to the polls and they cast their ballot in a referendum on Catalonian independence. And the final results we don't have, they're expected in a few hours. Early signs suggest that more than 80% would vote in favour of breaking away from Spain. So what happens after that? Nothing. Nothing will happen. This is a symbolic referendum. It has no legal consequence. Some are even saying it is illegal. The Spanish Constitutional Court has suspended all preparation and campaigning related to a formal referendum. It did that last week. So why hold it at all? And does it have any other kind of persuasive effect? Well, I'm joined now by Dr. Carlos Uxo, who's a professor of Spanish and Latin American studies at Monash University. He's been good enough to come in and have a chat. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
Is this a futile exercise?
It's a symbolic exercise. They've called it a symbolic referendum. And I think the Catalan government has tried for a number of years now to hold a real referendum, and they have become frustrated with the Spanish government's refusal to let them hold a real referendum. So what they were trying to show is, we have the power, we can do it, just let us do it, and we will reach a final decision.
And there's no doubting the result. I mean, this seems like a resounding result.
Yes, I'd like to clarify one thing. When you said that 80%, well, it's 80% of those who voted in the referendum, if you take into account the number of eligible voters and people who voted for referendum, it comes down to 26% of Catalan population.
Right. Because presumably if you're voting against it, or if you don't want to vote for it, you're probably not going to turn up.
You didn't vote up. Only 4% of voters voted against independence. So right. Basically it was a call for people pro-independence to go and vote. Those who are against didn't bother going there.
Do we have any reliable way of telling what a genuine referendum would turn up, what the result would be?
Well, if you look at Catalan elections, there was 70% population, 70% of the eligible voters voted. And of them, 31.4% voted for independence, or parties that support independence. At that time, there was about 25% that voted parties that are against independence. So obviously, there's about a 30% that either don't vote or vote for parties that, like Animal Liberation and other parties that have no view on independence.
Right. Mm-hmm. So does this actually have an effect in the long run? Does this place any pressure on Madrid?
I think it does. It does. Unfortunately for the Spanish government, it will put double pressure. The referendum has not happened as the Catalan nationalists wanted, but it has happened, which the right wing in Catalonia did not want it to happen. So Rajoy, the Spanish Prime Minister, will receive now pressure from the Catalan nationalists saying, we have held a referendum and we have had 2.2 million people going to vote. Mm. But also today we have seen a new wave of pressure from his own party, because he said this is not going to happen. It has happened in another way, but it has happened. So there are members of his own party that are putting now pressure on him to have even a harder stance on this.
A more nationalist.
A more Spanish nationalist. Yeah. A harder... The thing is that the referendum is illegal.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do with it? Is the Spanish government going to prosecute the Catalan president, which legally they could? So some people are saying, well, if it's legal, you have to do it because you are the prime minister. All the people are saying, well, this is only going to make matters worse.
Could you imagine? I mean, what would the consequences be if they wouldn't?
Well, I think that I know that part of the Catalan nationalists are hoping that will happen, because that will internationally will make them, it is so easy to sell the idea that your democratically elected president is in jail. That would be the end of the discussion, I assume.
Well, that would create an enormous upsurge, you'd think, in Catalan nationalism.
Yeah, it will. I think Catalan nationalism is fighting a double battle. One is inside Catalonia, trying to convince people that they want to be independent, and also an international battle, trying to convince the world to support their cause. If that happened and Spanish government decided to sue or to take to jail the Catalan president, I think that that would be the end of the international campaign, because everybody obviously would support a Catalan Catalonia's right to vote.
Independence, yeah. I mean, you'd think the public support and the international support it would have would be enormous. Uh-huh. I got a text message saying, and the Scots had the opportunity to free themselves and then acted like sheep. There are differences, obviously, between the two scenarios, mm-hmm. but would you find, if this were to go ahead and you were to have a legal referendum, mm-hmm. a similar sort of situation where by sort of more realist political arguments might mm-hmm. ultimately come to win the day finally and keep Spain together?
One of the main arguments of those who are against independence is they have repeated over and over that if Catalonia became independent, it would automatically would stop being a member of the European Union, which would mean that the debt and the economic problem for Catalonia would be so huge that it would not be a liable country. Mm. So you have to leave aside to some extent if you want your romanticization of Catalonia as a country, and start thinking, do we have money to do that? Depends on, there are people who say, well, even if we become poor for 5, 10, 15 years, in the long
eventually,
run, in two centuries, people will remember us and we will be independent. So it depends on what you want to take, more realistic view or more romantic view if you want.
Or just a very, very long-term view.
Yes, which, I mean, some people say, the referendum's been held this year because it's exactly 300 years since, according to the Catalan nationalists, the Spanish army invaded Catalonia.
Right.
So there's they see themselves as a history that started 300 years ago. It doesn't really matter if we have 5, 10, 15 years of tough economic times. In the long run, we are Catalans. That's the view that is being sold. Not sold. That's a view of many people in Catalonia.
It's been promoted, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, if it comes to that, it will be an extraordinary development of even having a vote like that, much less it actually succeeding. Mm-hmm. It's an extraordinary development nonetheless, I think.
I doubt very much that it will happen, because both main parties in Spain, they have made a point of saying this is not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's probably not only convincing Catalans, but also convincing the Spanish government that the referendum is possible and should be.
And this is a nation that has struggled very hard for the unification and the whole Franco project and so forth. It's fascinating stuff, Carlos. Thank you so much for coming
in.
Thanks. That's Dr. Carlos Uxo, who's Professor of Spanish and Latin American Studies at Monash University. It's now 24 minutes past 7. We'll leave Ali with you for Drive till 8.